Let's take time for a Sitka History Minute. In 1830, 622 Russians, Creoles, and Aleuts lived in New Archangel, or what was to become Sitka. This was the largest population of Russians in the Americas, and almost three times more than lived in Kodiak at the time. These early Russian colonists often struggled with securing food to support themselves, and so they relied heavily on Aleut and Tlingit hunters to supplement their diets. The hardy Russians were industrious, though, for they tilled the earth for vegetable gardens, constructed a fish pond near their settlement which they used to trap fish, and fished for herring. Yet they still paid Aleuts and Tlingits to go out in their bidarkas and canoes to catch halibut, rockfish, and other sea life. In addition to supplying fish, Alaska Natives often hunted deer and mountain goats, or white mountain sheep, as they were referred to by the Russians. Native hunters would sell the wild game meat to the Russians. K.T. Klebnikov, assistant manager of the Russian-American Company in 1817, estimated that natives supplied as many as 200 mountain goats in 1 year to the fort. To supplement their wild game diet, the Russians raised a large number of pigs and chickens. But this was a challenge, for pigs and chickens fed on valuable potatoes and grain were reportedly tasty. However, farmers often had to resort to feeding the pigs and chickens a diet of fish and shellfish, causing them to take on a repulsive taste, according to Klebnikov. In addition, the Russian-American Company's chief managers believed it necessary to raise a few head of cattle to provide milk for high-ranking officials, the sick, and seamen traveling around the world. So the settlement maintained 8 head of cattle. A costly task, for putting up hay in Sitka was difficult. Damp weather caused mowed grass hay to rot. However, because the managers placed such high importance on these cattle, valuable manpower was allocated to cultivate hay in 3 or 4 lush valleys, which produced about 4 stacks of hay per year. Creative farming practices had to be used, though, because these hay fields lay in tidal zones. During low tides, the farmers would cut the grass and hurriedly rake it to higher ground to dry as they raced the approaching tides. By the way, to supplement these rather mundane diets and to keep spirits up, among other foodstuffs, the Russian-American Company issued to each worker in Creole on his birthday 1 bottle of rum, with the best workers getting 2 bottles. And, for the good of the order, on 8 important holidays, the company passed out 1 cup of rum to all. This Sitka History Minute is brought to you by the Sitka Historical Society as we celebrate the events and people of Sitka, where all our men are hardy, our women are even hardier, and our children are worth bragging about.